a word for you from Mark chapter 1, verse 27. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even unclean spirits, and they obey him." It continues to say in verse 28, "And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee." Jesus had endured the suffering in the wilderness, the temptations from Lucifer himself, and Jesus emerged conqueror, victor, not for himself, but for us. And also, when it came to a man who was possessed by Jesus' enemy, the very ones who had rebelled against him and his authority in heaven, now were trying to rebel against him on earth as well. That's why the demons inside this man, in the temple, in the synagogue, cried out and said, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Remember that we ought not to overanalyze our condition, but rather come to Jesus, whatever our condition, not to say that there's a demon outside me, influencing me, or inside me, or it's temptation, or it's sin. Whatever your darkness may be, you can bring it to the Lord Jesus, for he has authority over the devil, over Lucifer himself, and all those who belong to him. And Jesus simply answered to this demon that spoke in the man, "Be silent and come out of him." And so the unclean spirit got out. Yes, it was with a noise. There were convulsions and screaming. And it doesn't always happen like that. But you can trust in the authority of Jesus. It works all the time, for he has authority. And remember that when he ascended, just before he was to ascend to heaven, he said to his disciples, "All authority has been given to me. Go ye therefore." It is because of this authority that we, that's not just missionaries and pastors, but every disciple, every Christian is commanded to go out in the authority of Jesus, carrying forth the commission of God, preaching the gospel, teaching what Jesus has taught us. And so the people were astonished at the authority of Jesus. Just before this incident, they were already amazed that this man taught with authority, not like the scribes. It wasn't a dead message, but it was alive. And so the fame of Jesus spread. You can only accomplish things when Jesus expresses his will and his authority in you and through you.